Phil Trowe with the morning news on BBC Radio Derby.
7 minutes away from eight the time. Now, how dependent are you on mobiles and laptops? I have to tell you, without them, I think I would really struggle. I remember when I forgot my phone once and I was without it for 2 days. And it was just, it literally was like I'd lost my right arm. Which is really sad, isn't it? Because when you think back, what, some 20 years ago, we never had a mobile phone. Makes you wonder how we got on. Well, our mid-morning presenter, Alina Naylor, she hasn't been herself at all this week. Her phone is broken after she accidentally dropped it down the loo, and it got us to thinking about how emotionally attached we are to new technology. Well, to discuss this, we have IT teacher Bimal Jangra and Paul Mellor. They run the DARC Technology Club that meets up every month at Weston-on-Trent in South Derbyshire, just near Barrow-upon-Trent, to discuss new technology. Good morning to the two of you. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Let me ask first of all, let's see just how much you're into your technology. If you were without your laptop for, say, a week, would you struggle?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Okay, I'd Paul would, Bimal wouldn't. What would you struggle to live without, Bimal, in terms of new technology?
Nothing, to be honest.
Okay, so you could get by without it. Why do you think, Paul, that you would struggle so much? Why is your computer so important to you?
I think so much of one's life, if you choose to invest your life into technology and your diaries and your contacts and everything that makes you link up with society through that media, then if that's taken away, then, you know, you've got to find an alternative.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think with every new piece of technology that comes out, we think, oh, well, you know, we've reached the pinnacle now. You know, it'll never get any better than this. And yet, you know, when you look 5 years down the line at what potentially we could be using, you know, it is incredible, isn't it, how quickly modern technology is developing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think society moves with it. I think as new equipment comes out, new technologies come out, that will become the thing of the moment, and that will start a trend, and that will start people spending, which is what keeps the whole economics of industry working.
So what does a technology club do when you meet?
We cover basically any topic that has some broad link to technology in any way, just looking back over recent months. Last time we talked about photographic technology, Photoshop and that sort of thing. We've talked about Apple equipment, the iPad. We've talked about medical technology, so some of the latest advances in scanning technology. So we don't constrain ourselves to computers. Mm. We try and push the boundaries.
Very wide-ranging.
And what sort of people come to Technology Club?
All kinds of people.
Because I can imagine in people's head they've probably got, as we do with most clubs, a stereotype of, you know, Mr. Geeky that turns up and goes, oh, yes, this is good, isn't it? Not the case.
No, just ordinary people that just want to know more about the technology that surrounds them.
Is that the thing? They want the knowledge, you know, about what it is that's basically making the country tick nowadays?
I think a lot of people would like to know how to handle the technology a little bit more sophisticated, in a more sophisticated way, and just find out the tricks. And like, for example, with the photo editing that Paul was delivering last month, people know it happens, but it's actually useful to see how it's done, what you do with it, and the end results you can get. And also the fact that the first photo editing stuff happened in 1840, which is a brilliant piece of information.
Because how much of a computer would you say that people generally use? You know, say if you take, for instance, a Mac. I was looking at these in a shop the other day, and, you know, you've got all these different icons for all different sorts of applications. How many would you say that we actually use? Because, you know, it's there, but, you know, when you talk about knowledge earlier, most people, I would say, still don't have it.
I think that's very true. There's a balance, and there's reasons for buying technology. Some people buy it because they need power. So if they're into very high-power computing, if they're into 3D graphic design and that kind of stuff, as a hobby or professionally, then they need the kit to do that. You've got the other end of the spectrum where people want to send emails and keep a diary, at which point you've got the style that comes in. So, yes, I only want to keep a diary, but I actually want a really smooth, smart-looking machine that's the latest technology that I can show off to my friends for doing that. So you might only use a little sliver of the capability, but just the fact that it's new is quite an incentive to go and spend far too much money normally.
Yeah, you see, I really want an iPad, and I don't really know why I want one. Oh, have you brought one in with you? Oh, you've got to stay in during the news at 8 o'clock. I so want to see how one of these. I've not actually seen one yet. Have you found that you've used it very much?
Absolutely love it.
Really?
I love it.
What do you use it for?
A number of things. I use it for photography work that I do. I use it for keeping in touch with emails. We were away from on our annual holiday a few weeks ago, and it was fantastic just to keep up with emails and keep in touch with people that way. Mapping, GPS. You don't need GPS in the car because that'll do it all for you. I watch Sky Sports on it as well, which is fantastic too. So it's on all the time, never more than
I've got a thousand questions to ask you during the news at 8 o'clock. Bimal, you work at Kingsmead School in Derby. You're an IT teacher. I mean, when I went to school, there were no such thing as computers, which kind of ages me, doesn't it? How reliant are the students now on new technology?
They love having their mobile phones, always want to be using them, and you often see teachers and pupils swapping, oh, how do you set this up, how do you set that up? Oh, have you got that done? Have you got your BlackBerry? Oh, yeah. So it's everywhere.
Do they know more than you do?
No.
And that's short, important. Short any of the pupils listening this morning, just to let you know that Mr. Jango knows more than you do.
I'll get some grief about that, I'm sure.
But how important is it in terms of education nowadays? How important is it as a tool to you?
It's fundamental in keeping this country's position in the world, because reliance on technology is all-pervasive everywhere. Mm. And the better equipped our students are to handle the technology, the more successful they will be ultimately.
Okay.
And it's fundamental.
Difficult question for you both, but just look ahead 10 years' time. You know, I mentioned Alina crying over the fact that her phone went down the loo. What are we going to be using in 10 years' time that you don't think we're going to be able to do without? Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
I think... where do
I don't think it'll be new devices. I think the existing devices will be better and smaller and more comprehensive.
And also... one thing will do more.
Right.
So there'll be less need to have a phone and a camera and a.
Okay. And it's smaller, it's probably easier to disappear down the toilet.
They'll
in that
probably
case,
be waterproof with built-in floats as well.
What an ingenious idea that would be for anyone that comes up with it.
Maybe I should...
Yeah, patent it now.
Patent it now.
Yeah. Bimal Jangra and Paul Mellor, thank you for joining us this morning. This is BBC Radio Derby Friday Morning with Phil, through to Alina, who I do think has got a phone, albeit it's not her original, this morning at 10.